This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well now, I will end again. Allow us to express our greetings to each of you and once again I express our gratitude for offering us this opportunity to interact and to share with each of you, and we would once again remind you that there continues to exist that opportunity for you to be involved in that silent communication, that telepathic interaction, and that exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self, or that spark of consciousness that you are. And once again, you will find that it's quite easy to alter your consciousness and to enter into that meditative state and enjoy that interaction or exchange. But once again, as always, the choice is yours, absolutely. Now, we continuously express the concept that this reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state is an illusion. Doesn't mean it's insignificant. It means that it's an illusion that you are responsible for the creation of, and that you do so through a level of your consciousness in which, even while you exist in this particular incarnational state, in this particular vibrational level, it's very difficult for you to grasp the concept of the creation process and of who and what you truly are. We've continuously suggested that there are but three things that you cannot change in your reality, in who you are. You are the God you search for. So that becomes a very difficult concept for many to grasp, particularly to grasp that concept is to begin to accept that you are responsible for the creation not only of what it is that you experience, but your entire universe. It's an illusion. It only exists and there's an illusion projection of your imagination, of your desires, of your beliefs and belief systems. The explanation of who and what you truly are cannot be given through the utilization of the vocabulary. No matter what medium you attempt to discover or experience that understanding, you are all that is. You create your reality. You see, when we suggest that you are indeed all that is, that you are the gods that you search for, you are the creator of this illusionary reality that you experience, not only in your awakened consciousness state, but through various levels of consciousness that you experience while you exist within this vibrational level. You create the reality that you experience. Not to just some of it, all of it, in a combination of your human consciousness belief systems, your societal belief systems, and your individual belief systems, all combining, all interacting with each other. Each other that you in your awakened consciousness state may feel that you have absolutely no connection with at all. You are one, and yet you are separate. It defies an explanation through the utilization of a vocabulary. It doesn't mean that because it can't be explained, that it doesn't exist. You create your reality. You cannot change that. You can change the reality. You can change the experience. You can even change the perception in your awakened consciousness state that you are the creator of your reality. But you only change the perception. You do not change the fact that you create the reality. And we also suggest that you cannot fail to come to that understanding of who and what you truly are. This is a no-fail experience that you are involved in. It's not something that you are thrown into, that you must progress through certain stages, unless, of course, that's what you wish to desire to experience. If there are any experiences that you believe are necessary for you to have some type of growth, then understand there's nothing wrong with that. It could be a very enjoyable experience, but it's as a result of your belief or belief system. There is no experience that's necessary for you to achieve in order to come to that understanding of who and what you truly are. You cannot fail to come to that understanding of who and what you truly are. We have suggested many, many times that you put in place an electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are while you exist within your so-called awakened consciousness state, and that veil, that electromagnetic type of energy, exists through various levels of your consciousness while you exist and continue to choose to exist in this vibrational level. It's such a basic part of what it is that you desire to hear from us. We don't tell you any particular piece of information because we believe it's something you should know. Absolutely not. To suggest, for instance, that we are somehow more aware of your creation process or what it is that you desire to experience or the desires that you have to hear information is absolutely ludicrous. We do not have that knowledge. We've used the analogy before that it's like looking at your neighbor's house and somehow believing that you are more aware of what's occurring in that particular habitation than what those entities who are involved in the activities in that particular household are experiencing. You exist within your vibrational level. We choose not to exist within your vibrational level. We have no superior knowledge of how you create your reality, of how you experience this reality, than you do. You choose, however, to limit your capacity to understand that creation process, to understand the connection that you have with each other, to understand indeed that you are entirely responsible for the creation of this reality. You put in place the limitations to have that knowledge in your awakened consciousness state, and yet you perpetually search for it. It's like you search for that connection, like you feel you've somehow lost your spirituality. You can't lose it. We suggested before, it's like putting your right hand behind your back and saying, well, where the hell did my hand go to? It can't be lost. It's who and what you truly are. You can't be separated from it. You can hide it, but you can't be separated from it. You are all that is. You are the God you search for. You create the reality that you experience as an individual, as a human consciousness, as one. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. Now, we've suggested many times that when we begin our interactions, that for you to go with inside, to enter into a meditative state, to alter your consciousness, would be more beneficial to this experience than it is to sit and be consciously awake and aware of what we are attempting to express to you. It's because the answers that you seek with inside each of you are answers that cannot be written or expressed through the utilization of the vocabulary. And when you continuously look to an outside source for the answers and for the information, you will never find it. It is not there. It does not exist. It's an illusion. The answers are within inside. Go within inside. Alter your consciousness while maintaining the awareness of what it is that you experience in that altered state of consciousness. For some, this requires practice. You see, you believe in this concept of time and space. If it happens instantly, it can't be real. It's going to take some time. It has more of a validation if it takes some type of growth or experience or passage of time in order for you to achieve what it is that you're trying to accomplish. Somehow you put more value on it if it takes a long time and a big effort to achieve as opposed to coming instantly without the effort. Your choice. Your belief system, nothing right or wrong about it. It's just how your society, how your individual and how your human consciousness belief systems interact with and how they work. It validates your belief in time and space. Then you go through a growth period, that you go through this exercise where you learn something which apparently is foreign to you. Ironically, we would suggest that it's not foreign at all. That it's a process that you choose to hide from, one that you have experienced many times in other levels of your consciousness, in other areas of your incarnational experiences. Altering your consciousness while maintaining awareness gives you the opportunity to grasp the understanding. And when you begin to grasp the understanding, you begin to realize why it defies explanation. Many individuals who have grasped that understanding of who and what they truly are realize that it is a fruitless effort to attempt to put it in writing or to express it to another. It's something that you must experience. It's not something that you can have expressed to someone else's experience. It's rather amusing to us that there are other areas of experience that you have in your awakened consciousness state that you understand absolutely defy a true explanation, and yet people will express how that feels to have a certain experience. And when you have had that experience and you read someone's explanation, you will look at it and say, well, that's not quite what I experienced. That's not really it. My experience would be entirely different. And so they attempt to express a different concept of that experience, of that particular interaction. It's like trying to express to someone that you believe is new to this incarnational period, what it's like to be an adult while they are still in their, what you refer to as adolescence. It's like trying to express to someone that you believe has never had or been involved in a sexual experience, for example, what that emotion is like, what that feeling is like, what that experience is like. For each, it can be entirely different. You can use the terminology to express that you were involved in a particular experience, but to describe the feelings and emotions of that experience defy explanation that is adequate for each and every individual. And so it is when you attempt to connect with that concept of who and what you truly are, it defies explanation through the utilization of a vocabulary. The answers you seek are within inside. They're not written in a book. They're not something that you can find through another's expression, but rather something that you experience. many individuals who have gained that experience no longer attempt to tell you what it's like. They don't write it down. They don't go out of their way to try to convince you of what that experience is or of who and what you truly are. But rather, will many times attempt to assist you to go within God to experience that particular element of understanding of who and what you truly are, yourself. They will attempt to assist you in altering your consciousness so that you can become aware of the experience. It's an entirely different concept than writing down you should have certain practices and do certain things because it'll give to you the understanding of who and what you truly are. When someone assists you and attempts to assist you to find your own method or technique that works for you to alter your consciousness and go within thought, many times that individual understands that it's impossible to tell you what to expect to experience. The answers are within thought. The key is to alter your consciousness while maintaining awareness of what it is that you experience. Many individuals in a deep dream state are involved in what you refer to as lucid dreaming, where their consciousness and their awareness of what it is that they're experiencing in that altered state of consciousness many times is quite acute. And they can, upon entering back into your so-called awakened consciousness state, retain to a certain extent a memory of what it was that they experienced in that deep dream state. Many times, however, it becomes very disillusional when compared to your so-called awakened consciousness state, and becomes very difficult to make sense of, to apply to your interactions and your day-to-day activities, because you choose to make it difficult, because you choose to put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are in your awakened consciousness state. Now, you exist, as do each and every entity, not only in your vibrational level, but in all of the other vibrational levels, in what we refer to as the now. Time and space are illusion. They only exist in your awakened consciousness state. That's a concept that you can very easily experience by altering your consciousness and once again maintaining awareness of your consciousness and understanding very simply and very easily that in that altered state of consciousness, the passage of time has absolutely no association to the passage of time in your so-called awakened consciousness state. Many times in that state of consciousness, it can seem like only a moment has passed, and yet when you apply it to your awakened consciousness state and your concept of this time and space, that moment in the altered state of consciousness may indeed be several moments or even several hours in your measurement of time in your awakened consciousness state. In those altered states of consciousness, time does not exist. In the each of you can easily have that experience. It's not difficult at all. Now, what becomes a little more difficult is to accept this concept that in your altered state of consciousness, you continue to be involved in realities that you are influencing from your awakened consciousness state in your choices and decisions, in your beliefs and belief systems. That those interactions, those beliefs and belief systems are influencing your other incarnational periods, the other activities that you're involved in, not only in your so-called future, but also in your so-called past. You exist in the now. It becomes a difficult concept to grasp, perhaps as difficult as this concept of who and what you truly are. That you are involved in a multitude of experiences at so-called the same time, in the now, You are, as we referred to many times, a multidimensional personality. You are all that is. Defies explanation once again, but other than to understand that all of these particular incarnations, if you wish, occur simultaneously in the now. But in your awakened consciousness, that you believe that this is it. You believe that there is this passage of time and space. You believe that this particular incarnational period is not only the most important, but the only one that you're involved in, while you are aware of the experiences in this awakened consciousness state, in this incarnational period. Now, you don't die. You perhaps cease to exist within the physical body that you choose to create in this illusionary reality, but you don't die. You alter your consciousness. You alter your state of consciousness to one step beyond what we refer to as the deep dream state. You don't die. Now, your belief in time and space, the human consciousness belief system, is one of the difficult belief systems for you to set aside. And so, in order to give you some type of an explanation that has some type of relevance that you can grasp the concept of, we will go through an explanation based upon your belief in time and space, that you somehow are born into a particular incarnational period, that you go through that incarnational period through a progression of evolutionary process, and then at the end of it, you terminate that incarnational period and you die. You terminate the physical existence within that particular incarnational period. Now, when that occurs, when you terminate that particular incarnational period and you enter into what we refer to as that between incarnational state of consciousness, you continue to experience as realities that are influenced by the beliefs and belief systems that you hold in your particular awakened consciousness state in a particular incarnational period. And so, for example, if you believe that when you die, that you are going to experience this very pleasant and very desirable reality where everything is perfectly created and managed. You're going to be involved in what some of your religions like to refer to as a heavenly experience. When you die and you enter into that state, you will occur and create a reality that validates that belief and belief system. You see, it doesn't end that you create the reality, even though you are in that altered state of consciousness. You create the reality. There's not someone else creating that reality any more than they do in your awakened consciousness state in this incarnational period. And so here you are, in that between incarnational state, you have expectations. You have beliefs and belief systems. You have desires to have certain experiences. And so it continues. And so you continue to have that experience. You continue to create a reality that validates what it is that you have as an expectation, your imagination, what it is that you desire, what you believe you will experience. In that altered state of consciousness, however, it becomes more difficult for you to continue to believe that you're not in control. It becomes very difficult for you to continue to create and be involved in this experience, whichever it is. We utilize, we use an example of a heavenly experience, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You can be an individual who believes that it all ends when a particular incarnational period ends, when you die in that incarnational period. And so they can experience a reality where it seemingly ends. It becomes difficult to perpetuate when you begin to realize that it hasn't ended. So it is when you are in that seemingly heavenly experience, it becomes difficult to perpetuate when you begin to understand that when you change a belief or a thought or a particular element of your belief or belief system, then the reality begins to change. You begin to understand that you're in control to a certain extent of this creation process. And then, as we have suggested, should you choose to leave this vibrational level, you can do so. Or you can choose to re-enter into another incarnational period. Now understand, once again, we're giving you examples of a timeline of experience based upon your belief in time and space. That doesn't really exist. However, by utilizing some type of timeline, it becomes much easier for you to grasp the concept that in this between incarnational period, you have this opportunity to either leave your vibrational level or to continue to exist and to have perhaps experience another incarnational period. And so you begin to put in place, should you choose to continue to exist in this vibrational level, all of the beliefs and belief systems, all of the choices and decisions for a particular experience that you would like to have in your next incarnational period, and you interact with other entities, and you make the choices and decisions for your physical being, for possible and potential occurrences to come throughout that incarnational period. And you make the choices and decisions, and you hold the beliefs, and you interact once again with other entities who agree to participate. Not because necessarily they're simply going to assist you, but rather because they wish to experience realities and interactions that will validate their experience and what it is that they desire, give them the intense emotions and feelings that they desire to have that are reflected in and a part of what it is that you desire to experience. And so it's an interaction. It's not necessarily that you choose, although you do have that choice, but the others also choose and you agree. And it's an interaction where each of you involved in the process agree to participate. And you put in place the beliefs and the belief systems and the choices, and you bring them into your reality. And you come into this incarnational period. Now when you enter this incarnational period, similarly to when you die, and we have suggested that you go into that between incarnational period and you take with you the memories and the beliefs and belief systems that you held in your so-called awakened consciousness state and a belief system in this incarnational period, and you take them into that between incarnational period, and for a while, if you wish to use your belief in time and space, you are involved in a creation process that validates this reality that you envisioned you would experience when you terminate that incarnational period. And we use it once again with the examples of a heavenly experience, or perhaps you believe there will be no experience at all. Regardless, it becomes very difficult to perpetuate as you become more aware of the consciousness. Similarly, when you enter back into an incarnational period, and you are reborn, if you wish, you bring with you the understanding of the beliefs and belief systems that you experienced in that altered state of consciousness. And you, as you enter into this incarnational period, continue to have an understanding to a certain extent of who and what you truly are. It's difficult to put aside those experiences that you had in that altered state of consciousness. You still exist within the limitations of the veil, but at that particular period of your existence in an incarnational period, it's difficult to simply become what you refer to as a human, to have this conscious experience that overwhelms and puts away the understanding of the subconscious experience that you were involved in. When a child enters into this incarnational period, they bring with them the understanding of the influence that they have upon their existence within this vibrational level in incarnational period and what they're about to experience. And it's difficult for them to make that transition many times. And consequently, many children don't make the transition. It's like going the other way
and you go through what you refer to as a near-death experience and come back into your so-called awakened consciousness state in an incarnational period. Similarly, it can happen the other way, where an entity enters into your so-called awakened consciousness state but has difficulty sustaining that existence and doesn't remain for an extended period of time. Even when they do remain, they are, for lack of a better terminology, at an in-between state of understanding the existence and being aware of that altered state of consciousness, the consciousness from which they make the choices for the reality that they're about to experience. Many of those seemingly new incarnations, when they are still in that infancy period, are quite aware of the past experiences, what you refer to as other incarnational periods, even many times what you would refer to as future incarnational periods. But when those entities speak of those particular experiences, many times they are looked upon as being involved in illusionary processes, or not taken as very serious explanations of other realities that they are experiencing. Many of those children as well are quite aware of the entities that surround them, and many of them interact with other entities that are invisible, if you wish, to your so-called adult portion of your society. As those children begin to transgress, if you wish, or to enter into what you refer to as the evolutionary process of an individual in a particular incarnational period, they begin to lose that awareness and begin to enter into the more real world in your awakened consciousness state that you believe is all there is. And they fall away from and do not sustain that knowledge, that interaction with other incarnational periods and with other entities. Many times, when you take a moment and stare intently into a child's eyes, particularly a very new entrance into your so-called incarnational period, if you attempt to be intuitively aware of what it is that you are experiencing, you will grasp the understanding that that soul, that entity, that spark of consciousness that you are communicating with through a telepathic means and an exchange of glances is very intense, is very knowing, understands beyond your comprehension in your so-called adult stage and awakened consciousness state, has an understanding of the creation process and of who and what they truly are that seems to elude an adult. You look into what you would refer to in your relative relation of time and space as a very ancient soul, a very all-knowing soul in a child. As that entity, as that child progresses through your evolutionary process, through your childhood and into your adolescence and into your adulthood, that connection becomes more and more difficult to sustain in the awakened consciousness state. In this new age and new energy, however, you are having many of those children who not necessarily retain the memory of that interaction, of that connection to the spark of consciousness that they are, but they retain the understanding that they do create this reality, and if they wish to own it, they can own it. It's there. And so you begin to experience certain, what you like to refer to as this new age children, what you refer to as the indigo children, who have access to certain elements of creation process, it is very difficult to explain. And it's because they understand that they own it. They don't have to ask for it. They can simply have it. And if you were to ask them where it comes from, they will tell you it comes from within inside. The answers you seek are within inside. You are all that is. You have been that all-knowing child, and you are, indeed, in other areas of your experience and existing, all-knowing. You are all that is. You create your reality, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. The rest is an illusion. You cannot die. You simply alter your state of consciousness. And in that altered state of consciousness exists in a reality that is much more real than the reality that you experience in this awakened consciousness state. When you go within inside, and when you begin to touch that understanding and concept of who and what you truly are, you will absolutely lose the fear that you will die and end your existence at the end of this incarnational period. That fear and that doubt disappears absolutely, and you will begin to understand why you can't discover that emotional feeling by listening to someone else, by attempting to discover it in a book or in any other form of communication, but rather can only be experienced by going within inside. Go within inside with the intention of searching for that understanding of who and what you truly are. Be aware that you believe that it's difficult. You believe that that connection is difficult because once again you put in place the limitations to make it difficult. But nonetheless, it's achievable. Each of you has that capacity, absolutely. Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you. Well, now, we would assume that it has been a very informative and enjoyable interaction and exchange for each of you, as for us it most certainly has been. We would like to once again reiterate that when we enter into your vibrational level, we do so for the opportunity to be involved in and to attempt to understand the emotions and feelings that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. And for that opportunity we are grateful. And for that opportunity we continue to offer our assistance to those who would ask for the opportunity to interact and exchange with us in our altered state of consciousness. And for that we are absolutely grateful for your presenting us with this opportunity. We are eternally grateful to our friend Elias, who perpetually sets aside his individuality, his consciousness, and his ego in order to allow us to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that he has and experiences throughout various incarnational periods. And for the opportunity to interact and exchange through this type of interaction in all of those incarnational periods. As we have suggested before, our interaction in this incarnational period, although fairly active and fairly intense, is not nearly as active as intense or as deeply intertwined in our experience and in his experience as it is in some of his other incarnational periods. But nonetheless, very entertaining and very enlightening, if you wish, very educational, and once again we welcome that opportunity. You exist in a vibrational level that is unique throughout all of creation. In your vibrational level, you create realities that you believe in your awakened consciousness state that you are not in control of, And as a result of that creation process, it gives you the opportunity to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings that is not available in any other vibrational level throughout all of existence. You are unique in that sense. You are unique, and we are grateful for the opportunity to share, experience, and to be involved in that uniqueness. You are unique in that you choose to put in plans a very difficult portion of energy to sustain that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. You expel a tremendous amount of energy to maintain this illusionary reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. You experience an intense range of emotions and feelings that are not available in any other portion of existence, in any other vibrational level. And we are grateful once again for the opportunity to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings without necessarily having to experience existing within your vibrational level. A unique experience for, once again, for which we are very grateful. Each time we come into your vibrational level, we learn. We experience other realities that are not available to entities who understand the creation process. We've used the analogy before that it's like going into a theater, where you can see a projection upon the screen and you can experience a range of emotions and feelings as a result of the projection upon the screen. But ultimately you understand that it is simply an illusion, that it's a creation. However, for you, when you leave the theater, you truly believe that what you experience is real. And for us to have that opportunity to get a grasp of the understanding of those emotions and feelings, we are truly grateful. And so once again, we express our gratitude to each of you. We would suggest to you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so until the next time that we are offered this opportunity, we would bid each of you farewell with love and with peace.